Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is risky, Stoney. We're playing the theme song, and we're not sure what's on the other end of the line.
Ooh.
Because it's early. I mean, by Wojo standards, it's... I believe it's only 3:02 in Paris.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, Woj, he lives in Paris time. Joining us now, I believe, is the legend of the evening show, the wizard of the Detroit news, the one, the only, Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket. Are you awake?
Hello?
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 Hi, Bob.
Robert?
Jamie, Stoney, well. I've already got my 5-mile jog in.
Well, did you beautiful. Really?
Yeah, well, you got to do it soon because, you know, it's getting warmer and warmer, so you got to do it when it's still cool outside.
Now, see, Stoney, Jamie set me up for this, so I'm going to go ahead.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
And I'm going to ruin your day and everybody else's day right now. Summer, there hasn't even been half of a good day, and starting Friday, the saddest day of the year, the days start getting shorter.
Oh, God.
The first day of summer. So you haven't even had a chance to revel in it, and Friday, it's over.
You're such a jerk.
Know.
You know, you're the only person who ever highlights the negative aspect of the first day of summer, and you do it on an annual basis, and you take such glee from it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I hate it, but I think it's important for people to know that Friday is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, no.
We haven't had the beginning yet. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point, Stoney.
No, hold on. I want to go back in my text. I was texting with you the other day, and you texted me. You said, 4 days away, ... sigh. And I thought he was like, I thought he texted the wrong person. Like, I thought he was like, oh, you meant to send this to somebody else. Yeah, Angelique. And it said, and I said, 4 days, ? And he says, you know. So don't tell me you don't like bringing it up. You do like bringing it up.
Because it sends shivers down your little spine.
Yes, that's right. You like making people miserable.
So you like sending shivers down my spine.
Because it's good to lower your expectations, keep things in perspective, and don't get too giddy about summer because it'll be just like it's been the last 4 weeks.
See, that doesn't send shivers down my spine, Wojo, because my favorite season is fall. So the fact that summer is here, I'm good with summer starting to come to an end. I like fall.
Jamie, apologize to me. There's somebody who I make his day.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, you should do a new show with him, Tony and Wojo.
All right, Wojo,
I'm going to ask you a question I don't think you've ever been asked before.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Should Michigan's baseball team be rooting for Texas Tech or Florida State to play next?
Oh, that's a tough call, isn't it?
Yeah, they beat both of them.
You know, that's Friday at 2 o'clock, I believe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, of course, I believe they should be rooting for Florida State because Texas Tech is actually the superior team. Am I right?
Probably. I have no idea.
Supposedly. Come on, you haven't been following it, JB. It actually is. And again, whatever, we hop aboard these little things that we don't normally watch. But college baseball is pretty fun. And this Michigan baseball team, they're pretty damn good. I'm not going to Wojo Domish you and say they're going to win it all, but they're going to be in the finals.
Oh, yeah.
I said that. Yeah.
So they're not going to lose two in a row. It's been said right there. Plus, you can't do a Wojo Domish prediction because you have two this week, both big drafts.
Oh, no. See, when you guys were saying, oh, is he going to be up? I was up on the top of my on my terrace up here closer to the heavens last night, channeling for both the Wings and the Pistons pick. And it's very, very taxing. I believe I've nailed them both.
Really?
Yeah, you don't get them yet, though.
No, I would assume you're going to save them for your show with Bogey, right?
Yeah. But I believe I've nailed them both. And you know what? With the Pistons and the Wings, this is the one thing that... This is the week we've been waiting for, right?
Well, for the Wings, Pistons, it's... Who cares?
Okay, no, but even in February, say, those cold days, similar to now... that, oh, what do we have to look for in the summer? The Tigers are going to be back. The drafts. So they're here back-to-back, and they're still kind of meh. They're both kind of outside the range of getting a real impact player, right?
Right.
So I guess we'll see if, you know, Eiserman's been known to do a little dealing on draft day, dealing up and down a little bit. Maybe there's a little excitement there. I'm trying to stir it up for you.
You like the Eiser plan.
Yeah, the Eiser. What's the Ed Stefan plan?
The big three, apparently. What, in your mind, Woj, honestly, and we talked about this a little bit on Tuesday, is there anything the Pistons can do tomorrow that would reinvigorate or invigorate this fan base other than trade somebody like Drummond or Reggie or even Blake? But is there anything they can do, or are we just destined for a draft pick of a guy who might play and probably won't and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah?
Yeah, there is. They could trade one of those three. Oh, wait, you just said that, didn't you? Yeah.
Is that the only thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I've been scouring the heavens and the mock drafts, and I've been mentioning Romeo Langford just to go for the high, you know, the high ceiling perhaps, and he wasn't great at Indiana as a freshman, but he had a torn ligament in his shooting thumb, so people are, you know, suggesting that held him back. But no, tell me a player on, and Stoney, you're a geek, and Jamie, you're a geek in training. Tell me a player that would fall to 15 that it would be like, whoa!
Zion. If Zion fell to 15.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the one guy who's really interesting, who could go probably anywhere from 10 to 20, is Kevin Porter Jr., but the reason is he's a head case. Do you take a chance? Because he's got great freaking talent.
Right.
But supposedly he's got all the... None of the boxes are checked with good things.
Well, if you listen to Ed Stefanski the other day, there's no way they're taking a chance on anybody like that, right?
I know.
I mean, he made like a... Now, is it... And I've seen him drop in a couple of them. What about the freshman out of North Carolina, Nassir Little?
Yeah.
He's big, 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 big talent, but he was a slug for part of his freshman season at North Carolina, right?
Yeah, everybody seems to be triggered on Langford or the two Kentucky kids. The kid from Cameron Johnson from North Carolina seems to be the best three-point shooting guy out there.
You can't. They've got to stop with that crap. You can't just pick somebody because that's your need. That's how you miss out on Donovan Mitchell. They've got to pick the best possible player. No, don't just find some specific skill.
I did see this morning watching, TVs were on here at the studios, and they had Jay Billis on one of the ESPN shows, and the question was, who is the one guy no one's talking about who has a chance to be an NBA All-Star, which is exactly what we're talking about here, which is the guy further down in the draft, available mid-round, and he said Rui Hachimura from Gonzaga.
I have seen that one a little bit as well.
I don't know if that's an intriguing name. None of these names are going to send a rush of people to the box office.
Right, but either did Pascal Siakam and Giannis. And
neither did Donovan Mitchell at the time, until Donovan Mitchell turned into Donovan Mitchell.
Right, and listen, and I know this is teasing people, but Kawhi Leonard was the number 15 pick in the draft. Wasn't Giannis Antetokounmpo a 15th pick in the draft?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not, that's just sort of happenstance that they were 15th, but, and it doesn't happen that often, but you can nab somebody for sure. And, I mean, I don't know if it is the, what's his name, Rua? I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
Rui.
Yeah, Rui, him, whatever. That guy. So, that said, beyond that, I mean, I've been scouring, like for instance, you know, I've been looking for the Pistons. I've been looking for a hero for them. So I was looking at the Kentucky guard Tyler Hero.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If they do draft Hachimura, have you thought about how you will pronounce his name on the radio?
No, I don't even know what you just said.
How about Tuya Sisopio?
I have absolutely no idea how to do that.
All right.
He'd be the biggest. He would be the biggest impactful Japanese player in this town since Masao Keita.
Oh, good one, Stoney. No, the Tigers had a run of a few. Didn't they have Hideo Nomo for a while?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Wow. You can tell in the heart of summer. 248-539-9797. Asian-born Detroit athletes go.
Yes. No, I have a good answer, actually, because I heard your guys' debate because I was toweling off after jogging.
Yeah. Ew.
The game that should hang with Detroit sports fans forever more than any other, and there are some good ones, that Spurs game, but that at least that Pistons team won. The Wings losing in 09 to Pittsburgh, that's definitely devastating, but that team won. The game is the Big Poppy game.
We said that.
I know, but you should keep saying it. The Grand Slam off Joaquin Benoit, because they were beating the Red Sox were done. Done. You know, I was there in Fenway Park, okay?
Yeah, I know.
And that crowd was so dead. They were, like, booing because they had, like, two hits in 14 innings of the first two games or whatever it was. So that's the game that killed them. The Grand Slam.
Well, I mean, again, using the term killed, I think it's a little bit insensitive given what happened to Big Poppy a couple weeks ago.
He's alive!
Yeah. So you're saying if that incident had taken place in 2012, that the Tigers would have won the 2013 World Series?
No!
If you could reshuffle history and have Big Poppy get shot in 2012, don't you think the Tigers won the 2013 World Series?
Oh, my. Well, yes, they would have.
I mean, he is alive. Hello?
Yeah, by the way, I think, didn't they find the gunman or the guy that delivered the hit?
They've arrested everybody. They've arrested 96 people in conjunction with this murder. You know, murders are going unsolved left and right down there, but when it comes to Big Poppy, damn it, they're going to find the killers, yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to the Dominican Republic anytime soon. I don't know. You guys should do a show from there.
Hey, Wojo, did you know any drug lords in college?
Just you, Stoney. No, I didn't know you in college. That's not fair.
Yeah, and Stoney was—he wasn't supplying the drug lords; he was buying from the drug lords.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By the way, Woj, we forgot to tell him. Are you excited that Kenny Perry is going to be in the Rocket Mortgage class?
Oh, shut up.
Oh yeah.
Tony Ortiz was doing his update this morning. He said two new commitments for the Rocket Mortgage Classic: Patrick Reed, the 2018 Masters champion, and Kenny Perry. And
one Buick opens.
Apparently the phone banks at the RBC crashed because everybody was calling in just to see Kenny Perry.
There's two names that would move the needle for me, as you know, for the Rocket Classic.
No, there's only one name.
No, there's two. And by the way, it does sound like they have a pretty damn good field.
Yeah.
Two names. One would be a Tiger Woods.
Oh, I know who the other one is.
And we don't think Tiger's going to be there. No. And the other one would be Arnie.
Arnie, yeah. And I don't. He hasn't committed either.
No, but you can have Arnold Palmer's. You can drink Arnold Palmer's there.
And you can spike Arnold Palmer's as well.
So. And you could theoretically bring Arnold Palmer.
Yes, theoretically.
Right, theoretically you could. All right, Woj, good talking to you.
Woo!
Have a great day. Wojo will be on tonight with Bogey at 6 o'clock. It's Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.